Our Practice is to Close the Gap by Charlotte Joko Beck. Our whole life consists of this little subject looking outside of itself for an object. But if you take something that is limited, like body and mind, and look for something outside it, that something becomes an object and must be limited too. So you have something limited looking for something limited, and you just end up with more of the same folly that has made you miserable. We have all spent many years building up a conditioned view of life. There is me, and there's this thing out there that is either hurting me or pleasing me. We tend to run our whole life trying to avoid all that hurts or displeases us, noticing the objects, people, or situations that we think will give us pain or pleasure, avoiding one and pursuing the other. Without exception, we all do this. We remain separate from our life, looking at it, analyzing it, judging it, seeking to answer the questions, what am I going to get out of it? Is it going to give me pleasure or comfort, or should I run away from it? We do this from morning until night. Underneath our nice friendly facades, there's great unease. If I were to scratch below the surface of anyone, I would find fear, pain, and anxiety running amok. We all have ways to cover them up. We overeat, overdrink, overwork. We watch too much television. We're always doing something to cover up our basic existential anxiety. Some people live that way until the day they die. As the years go by, it gets worse and worse. What might not look so bad when you're 25 looks awful by the time you're 50. We all know people who might as well be dead. They have so contracted into their limited viewpoints that it is as painful for those around them as it is for themselves. The flexibility and joy and flow of life are gone, and that rather grim possibility faces all of us, unless we wake up to the fact that we need to work with our life. We need to practice. We have to see through the mirage that there is an I separate from that. Our practice is to close that gap. Only in that instant, when we and the object become one, can we see what our life is. Enlightenment is not something you achieve. It's the absence of something. All your life, you've been going forward after something, pursuing some goal. Enlightenment is dropping all that. But to talk about it is of little use. The practice has to be done by each individual. There's no substitute. We can read about it until we're 1,000 years old, and it won't do a thing for us. We all have to practice, and we have to practice with all of our might for the rest of our lives. Charlotte Joko Beck was a Zen teacher and the author of the books like Everyday Zen, Love and Work, and Nothing Special, Living Zen.